Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello everyone, it's Drew Badger. This is the Big Scary News for episode 279. And unfortunately, we're going to start off with some sad news from one of our own. The Big Scary Show is sad to report the passing of Nancy Allen of Fairmount, Indiana, of complications from cancer on March 22nd. She was 69 years old. She was a Trans World old-timer, owning Sturdy Pumpkins Farm and Haunted House in Michigan, back in the 90s and early 2000s, and was an original member of the Halloween L Yahoo Online group. She moved to Indiana, where she split time between Brian Blair's Scarevania and Castle Blood Haunted Attraction. She will be missed. The Big Scary Show sends its deepest condolences to the family and friends of Nancy Allen and offers up this moment of silence. On a little bit lighter note, we have this news from one of our sponsors, Spectral Illusions. Happy Funland is a darkly comedic VR horror experience where the fun never dies. You've never heard of Happy Funland theme park or its tragic tale when you agree to meet a total stranger named Larry in the middle of a South Florida swamp. Perhaps if you would have known about the grisly events that happened there, you wouldn't have agreed to take this job. Explore the abandoned remains and uncover the dark secrets of Mort Grizzly's Happy Funland theme park, home of Randy Rodent, digital on PSVR 2, coming out now. A physical version is available in the U.S. beginning April 30th and Europe from April 26th. To all who come to this happy place, welcome. We at Spectral Illusions are excited to announce that South Florida's happiest and funnest theme park is finally releasing, so that you can experience the insanity of Mort Grizzly's abandoned fun park and meet Randy Rodent and all his wacky friends. Only at Happy Funland, where fun conquers boredom and fantasy vanquishes reality. You can buy directly from the PlayStation Store or the Steam Store at this time. Get more information at spectralillusions.com. We have an update from Fear Expo coming to Owensboro, Kentucky. We're looking for more great people to join our team. Fear Expo could not happen without great people like you. If you're motivated and love the haunt industry like you do, we want you. Volunteer and paid positions are available. Find an application at facebook.com/Fear Expo. We have an update from Monsta Expo coming to Fairhaven, Massachusetts. We are super excited to welcome back Eugene Clark to our Halfway to Halloween show. Eugene Clark brings a career in theater, television, and film that is both fascinating and diverse. He starred as the lead zombie Big Daddy in George Romero's Land of the Dead, and also starred as Mufasa in Disney's The Lion King on stage in Toronto for 2 years. Monsta Expo Halfway to Halloween is back in Fairhaven at the Seaport Resort and Marina, April 27th and 28th. Tickets are on sale now. Get more information at monstaexpos.com. We have some news on an oddities market coming to Gainesville, Florida. Join us for our first ever Gainesville Oddities Market. There will be 70-plus vendors selling wares such as bones, bugs, taxidermy, art, fashion, jewelry, witchy items, crystals, and more. We'll have live music and entertainment on stage, food trucks, and so much more. This is a family-friendly event, and admission is always free. Happening at Bo Diddley Plaza on Sunday, April 7th from 12 to 5 p.m., the event is Rain or Shine. If you're interested in vending, contact Matt Gray, 352-875-4224. We have this update to Darkside Haunted Estates in Middlesex, North Carolina. We're hiring for the 2024 haunt season. Our first meeting is April 7th from 2 to 4 p.m. Come join our haunt crew and be a part of one of the scariest haunted houses in North Carolina. Please apply online at darkside-haunted-estates.scython.ion, and more information can be found at their Facebook page, facebook.com/DHEHaunt. There's some more hiring news, this time from the Nightmare Haunted House in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Now hiring scare actors and sales associates for the 2024 season. Have fun while learning to do sales, scare, and game master the escape room with our team. We're the East Coast's scariest year-round dark attraction for more than 30 years. Get more information at our Facebook page, facebook.com/Nightmare Haunted House. Staying in the Carolinas, we've got this from Lake Hickory Haunts in Hickory, North Carolina. Do you walk around your house and scare your family members for fun? Do you enjoy haunted houses and Halloween? Yeah. Have you ever wanted to get paid to have fun and scare people? To be a part of something amazing? Now's your chance. Our first open auditions and interviews of 2024 will be held on April 6th from 12 to 4 p.m. Mark your calendars, tell your friends, and make sure to submit an application at lakehickoryhaunts.com/jobs. We have this from the Field of Screams haunted attraction in Mountville, Pennsylvania. Calling all volunteers looking to be part of the scare crew this season, join us for a casual evening on April 5th at 6 p.m. to enjoy good company and hang out by the bonfire. Get to meet the Field of Screams haunt family and make some new friends. Hot dogs, snacks, drinks, good times, and s'mores will be provided. Get more information at fieldofscreams.com. We have some news from the Halfway to Halloween event coming to Ann Arbor, Michigan. Unleash your dark side at the Halfway to Halloween Expo. A hauntingly good time awaits. Get your costumes ready and mark your calendars because the Halfway to Halloween Expo is back. Join us on Saturday, May 11th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Washtenaw Farm Council Grounds in Ann Arbor. This spine-tingling indoor event is perfect for all Halloween and horror enthusiasts craving a frightfully unforgettable experience. Step into a realm where nightmares take shape and creativity runs rampant. Our expo offers an impressive array of costumes, props, decorations, haunt-related items, horror-related goodies, and even one-of-a-kind custom pieces that will leave you spellbound. Whether you're seeking the perfect ensemble for your next Halloween party or searching for unique decor, props, collectibles, and more to enhance your spooky abode, the Halfway to Halloween Expo has everything you need to elevate your horror game. Get more information at halfwaytohalloweenmi.com. We have this news on a Halfway to Halloween event coming to Clinton Township, Michigan. Screamers Costumes presents its third annual Halfway to Halloween Blowout, hosted by the ghost host with the most, Jay Towers. Meet and greet with Nick Castle and James Jude Courtney. Yes, the OG Michael Myers and the latest Michael Myers. This is an all-day Halloween party on May 4th. There's crazy cool door prizes, raffles, spin the wheel to win horror merchandise, a costume contest for adults and kids, trick-or-treating, free candy all day, and so much more. Trust me, if you love Halloween and horror movies, this event is for you. It's family fun for all ages. There's free kids face painting and so much more. Get more information at screamerscostumes.com. We have this from the Dark Hour Haunted House in Plano, Texas. As the world succumbs to the embrace of an eclipse, this show will celebrate the darkness in a way only Dark Hour can. You'll find yourself thrust into a dimension of near darkness where nightmares reign supreme. Like it or not, you'll always see what's lurking in the darkness, navigate the abyss where otherworldly horrors and malevolent entities lie in wait with each shadowed encounter. An immersive experience where fear takes a tangible form, leaving you shook even after you've emerged from the shadows. See things not meant to be seen. You carry the light, they fill the night. Secure your tickets now for Slither, an unparalleled haunted experience that will show you things that question reality itself. Every ticket receives a branded pair of Eclipse viewing glasses while supplies last. This is a once-in-a-lifetime event for a once-in-a-lifetime celestial phenomenon. Limited tickets are now available, happening April 6th. Get your tickets and more information at darkhourhauntedhouse.com. Staying in Texas, we have this from the Afterlife Haunt in Blossom, Texas. Join us on April 6th and 7th from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. for our Solar Scream event. Coinciding with the eerie energy of the solar eclipse weekend, don't miss your chance to be part of this unforgettable event. Grab your friends and join us for a weekend of terror and excitement that you'll never forget. More information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/afterlifehauntedhouse. We have an update from Days of the Dead coming to Phoenix. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actor Charles Cyphers to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Phoenix, happening June 28th through the 30th at the Sheraton Phoenix Downtown Hotel. Charles Cyphers is an American actor who is known in the horror community for his work in the films of John Carpenter, especially his role as Sheriff Lee Brackett in Carpenter's 1978 movie Halloween. He reprised this role in the 1981 sequel Halloween 2 and returns to the character in Halloween Kills. Get tickets and more information at daysofthedead.com. We have this update from Midsummer Scream coming to Long Beach, California. Midsummer Scream is a little too excited to welcome back Cassandra Peterson, aka Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. Note, Ms. Peterson will be appearing as herself on Friday and Saturday only, not as Elvira. Midsummer Scream returns to the Long Beach Convention Center July 26th through the 28th. Keep up with more updates at midsummerscream.org. And finally, we have this from the Cinema of Horrors in Kelso, Washington. Announcing the Zombie Outbreak, live-action horror laser tag experience. Can you survive the outbreak? Battle the undead. Battle monsters with military-like laser tag weapons and see if you can get the high score of the season. Navigate through a post-apocalyptic world filled with fear and excitement as you use your wits and combat skills to survive the outbreak. Your laser weapons are designed to look and feel like the real thing, complete with weighted metal construction and realistic recoil. Trained experts will guide you in their use before you enter the battlefield, maximizing your chance of survival. Track your progress with live scoring and upgrade your weapons as you rack up kills and take down the undead horde. Muzzle flash and metal design add to the immersive experience as you fight for survival in this adrenaline-fueled adventure. Happening April 19th and 20th and May 24th and 25th from 7 to 11 p.m. at 1301 Grade Street in Kelso. Get more information at cinemaofhorrors.com. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine,
a bold juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, as we move into what I like to affectionately call convention season, you know, we've just had the big trade show in St. Louis. We've got other shows coming down the pike. And the next one that is coming up for not only the big scary show, but for many, many other haunters is Fear Expo, going on April 12th through the 14th in Owensboro, Kentucky, going into, I believe, its third year in Owensboro. Went last year, had a great time. Looks like they're going to be even bigger and better than last year. So we wanted to get a little bit of information from the man in charge for those who may be on the fence. Maybe they're interested in going. Maybe this is the first time you've heard about it. We have a lot of new listeners, but we have Doug Sheldon on the line with us with Fear Expo. Doug, are you there?
I am here. Thank you for inviting me.
It's always great to talk to you, sir. Just want to say we had a great time at HauntCon up in Daytona Beach back, you know, a few weeks ago. And just really, really quick, you know, we went out there. We had a good time. I'm assuming that show was considered successful.
I think that show was a huge success by so many different reasons.
Very nice to hear. And of course, we'll talk about, you know, next year's show at a later time, but it is coming up in Orlando next January. So make your plans, start looking into that. But we don't want to talk about HauntCon. We want to talk about Fear Expo going on Owensboro, Kentucky. Again, the same place it was last year at the convention center there. Doug, tell us a little bit about it. We know it's going on the 12th through the 14th. That's a Friday through Sunday. But do you have anything going on before the show itself?
Well, yeah, we actually have a couple of things going on. I mean, so first of all, if you're a vendor and you're coming to Fear Expo, whether it's your first year or whether you've been there before, if you come Wednesday for the early setup, we do have our vendor appreciation dinner. It's completely free. I pick up the tab for everyone. So make sure you get ready to meet all of us at Moonlight Barbecue. It's all you can eat barbecue place. Can't go wrong with that. And that's Wednesday at 7 p.m. So wow. If you're a vendor and you're coming down there, make sure you check it out. It's our vendor appreciation dinner. So that's Wednesday. Thursday, we have the Ultimate Haunt Tour. This year, the Ultimate Haunt Tour is going all the way up to Indianapolis, and it goes through five great haunts. And we're looking forward to, there's still a few tickets left. We are pretty much sold out. I think we're down to maybe the last 9 or 10, and then we will be completely sold out. So if you've not gotten your Ultimate Haunt Tour tickets for Thursday, April 11th, make sure you get them right now, as soon as possible.
Indianapolis has got some good haunts up in the area. Is it going to primarily stay in Indianapolis, or are there going to be some stops before and after that area?
So there's stops all the way to Indianapolis. We started out at Evansville. It's a brand new haunt this year. This haunt has not opened yet, so you'll be the first ones to see it. It's the Evansville Nightmare. I just want to let you know this ahead of time. I am doing this interview at my table, kitchen table. I'm not in front of a computer. So don't call me out too much on the names. But the next one, I believe, is called Abator, which is a haunt I've never been to. Super excited about it. And then the next one is called Shattered. I want to say Shattered Nightmares. You're going to make me go to my computer, aren't you?
I believe it is Shattered Nightmares, and I believe we've been calling it Abattoir. I'm not 100%
Abattoir?
Sure.
Okay,
on it,
and I could be saying it wrong.
I don't know. It's in Vincennes, I believe, correct?
So, and then Shattered Nightmares And then we will go over to Indianapolis. And I never can say this one right. Necropolis?
Necropolis is correct. That is a great, great haunt.
Oh, I'm so excited. And what I call it is the city of the Kevins. We got Kevin Stitch, who owns that one. And then we're going to Kevin Cook's haunt directly after that. And that one's another nightmare. And I always have trouble with the second. It's Nightmare. You got it in front of you? Thank you. Nightmare on Edgewood. See, we did this without me having to go to my computer. That's how good we work as a team here.
There you go.
And then from that, we're going to be taking a long trip back to Owensboro. Just relaxing. People will be able to get some sleep and everything because it's about a 2.5-hour trip heading back. We're going to be doing some different events and some fun stuff on the bus on the way back. But that's the ultimate haunt tour this year.
Will there be full shows with actors, or will these be behind the scenes walkthroughs, Q&As, or are they all going to be kind of different?
So the one that is going to be a little bit different is going to be the Evansville haunt, just because it's their first year, so they don't have a full staff all lined up yet. So there's going to be a little bit of a combination of everything there. There's going to be some talking about the haunt itself. They'll probably have a couple areas where they'll have some scare actors working, and then there'll also be some education about what they're doing and what their plans are. So it gives you an opportunity to see a haunt in the making before it actually goes into production.
Interesting.
And ready for the season.
Sounds like fun, and everything else will be a full show, I think.
Yes. Yep. Oh. Everything else is a full show.
That sounds awesome. And you get back on Thursday, and then Friday the fun begins, it sounds like.
Well, Friday is our it's what I really had in mind when I started Fair Expo is celebrating the VIPs in our industry, celebrating the vendors, the instructors, and the haunt owners in this industry that, you know, are the VIPs. And so we have our FIVO. It's actually sponsored by FIVO this year. So it's our FIVO VIP day. And that starts out at 7 a.m.
Oh,
and goes until 8:30 with our networking breakfast. And those of you who went last year, I don't know, did you go to the breakfast last year, Drew?
I went to the coffee and pastry breakfast. I don't think I got in early enough to take advantage of that on Friday.
Okay, so Friday is our VIP breakfast, networking breakfast. We encourage everyone to sit with someone you don't know, have a chance to meet a few people. And then from the breakfast, we're going to move into the river room, which is overlooking the river. It's going to be really nice that time of the morning. And we're going to have our speed dating game, haunt and vendor speed dating. So even if you don't have a VIP ticket and you are a haunted attraction or a vendor, you are welcome to go to this event. You do not have to have a VIP ticket to show up for the speed dating. And this is that fun game where basically what we do is we sit down all of the vendors. So opposite of a trade show where normally the vendors are sitting down and the haunters are moving around, this event, all of the haunts are sitting down and the vendors have to move from spot to spot. They have 30 seconds to give their best elevator pitch and move to the next haunted attraction. And then as soon as we're done with that, the reason we moved the speed dating to the morning is because a lot of the haunt owners and the vendors said, hey, you should do this before you let us on the show floor so we get to know everyone. So we took their advice this year, and the speed networking is going to happen before we go down to the show floor. So we get done with speed networking. You're going to build up an appetite again. We'll have the bar open, and we're going to do what's called the Stan Winston Mixer, Artist Mixer. We're going to have a few artists that are going to be working on some projects. We're going to invite you guys all to a Kentucky bourbon burger bar. And you'll be able to grab some food, walk around, talk to everyone who is there, but also check out a few artists, get to know them, take some names down. Maybe you would like to hire one of these artists for your company to work on a project. But this is an opportunity for everyone to just mingle and network again with hopefully some great artists that I mean, you'll be as excited as I am on them. So then we get done with lunch and it's 2 o'clock. We're going to go ahead and head down to the show floor. The show floor this year is sponsored by Brutal Rust, who's also, by the way, going to have the bar in their booth. So that's where I will be sitting to meet everyone is at the bar.
Of course.
And we're going to have the VIP Friday show floor. And that'll be open to all the VIP ticket holders to come down there from 2 to 6. Meanwhile, anyone who has a general admission ticket, we didn't forget about you. We opened up the classes from noon to 6 for you to take quite a few different classes that are open. Make sure you check out the website. I think we have a class, 2 classes every hour. So that's, what, 12 classes for people to be able to take who have general admission tickets. Once we're done on the show floor, all the VIPs are going to head back upstairs and we're going to feed you again. Huh. But this time it's going to be a seated dinner and they're going to bring the food around to you. We're going to treat you like the VIPs that you are, a nice plated dinner. And we're going to bring a magic show in. We're bringing a magician in all the way from Canada to amaze and surprise you. So at the end of that show, which will end roughly around 8:30, 8:45, we are going to take all of our VIPs, bring them through the River Room to the West Ballroom upstairs, and Hell's a Poppin' Freak Show will be going on. All the VIPs have free tickets to it. For anyone who isn't a VIP can get their ticket online. It's $25 per person. All of our VIPs have a front row seat to Hell's a Poppin' for a freak show that travels all over the country.
I've seen them. They are absolutely amazing. They've been around a long time, so they know what they're doing.
Yep. We're excited. They have a brand new show that they're working on, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Once they are done, about an hour to an hour and a half later, we are going to go ahead and ask everyone to go through the River Room back over to the East Ballroom. And we have a concert going on. We have a really good band that's going to be there, and they're going to play some really cool music. And everyone gets a chance to network, have some drinks, kind of, unwind for the rest of the night, listen to some really good music. And then that ends our Friday.
That's a lot for a Friday. That's almost an entire show in and of itself. Yeah. That's packing 3 days worth of stuff into a night. That's amazing. And not to mention, just having the show floor, the trade show floor, the classes. Oh, my goodness. And this is just Friday.
Yeah, that's Friday. And the one thing that I have to say about Friday is you're not going to go hungry and you're not going to get thirsty. I mean, all day long, the bars are open. We have food coming at you. And we have some of the best networking in the industry happening at this show. And it's all part of your agenda. So get your VIP ticket. We've got a few VIP tickets left. Make sure if you don't have one yet, get it, because you're going to want to be part of this event.
Excellent. But and if you're not a VIP, though, you can still participate in a lot of this. The trade show floor is open at 2. The classes are still open for non-VIPs?
Yes. So the classes are open on Friday for non-VIPs. And then the trade show floor is not open on Friday for non-VIPs, only VIPs on Friday.
Okay.
But as soon as they're done with the classes, they can go get a bite to eat, check out so many things to do in Owensboro. I mean, there is a lot, if you go to our website, a lot of great restaurants, a lot of great entertainment. But then come back, get your tickets, and go check out the Hell's a Poppin'. That is open to everyone. And so is the concert afterwards. And they're both it's only $25 for the band and for the Hell's a Poppin'.
Very, very nice. Gotta love that. So everyone's going to bed. Everyone gets a good night's sleep. Ha ha. And they all wake up bright and early Saturday morning getting ready to go for, Saturday of Fear Expo. What's happening?
So Saturday morning, we have classes starting at 8 a.m. And they go all the way until 6 p.m. Until 5 p.m. is the last class starts. It ends at 6. Both of the classrooms are upstairs. And so that is open to every single person who has an attendee ticket, whether you're VIP or general admission. It's free classes always at all of our shows.
Free classes. Amazing. And I've seen some of the list of people that are going to be teaching. You've got some pretty heavy hitters there.
Yeah, I think every year we challenge ourselves to look out to see who's that person who hasn't taught a class, who's got a lot to teach, and we invite them to come to our show. And we've been lucky so far that we've had a lot of strong interest. Every time we do these classes at one of our shows, we've had to pick from numerous people who want to teach a class. And that's exciting to us that so many people want to give back to the industry.
Do you have specific tracks, like a business track or a make and take type track or a, you know, sculpting track or anything like that? Or are these just kind of all over the place?
So the way that we did it this year is we had a lot of interest in doing the makeup and FX type of classes. So we put them into one room, which is going to be anything dealing with actor training, makeup, dealing with, you know, sculpting. We got Jordy Shell, by the way, coming for that, for sculpting. We've got costume making, we've got mask repair. So, I mean, all those type of classes are going to be in one classroom. And then the other classroom is going to be more of your business track. Everything from advertising to hiring. There's some classes on, using AI correctly with the haunt industry. So make sure you just check it out. Classroom 1 and Classroom 2, go ahead and pull up the schedule for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and I'm sure you're going to find something that's going to be of interest to you.
Tell us a little bit about the trade show floor. How big is it? How many vendors estimated are there? Are there still any available tables or booths left? And is the dark area coming back?
Neon Nightmare. Thank you. So this year, what we did is we had so much interest of the standard vendors who weren't doing as much blacklight that we went ahead and took Neon Nightmare out. So the vendors who are doing blacklight are actually using ceilings of some sort to be able to show off their blacklight products. And this allowed us to bring in about 22 new vendors that we weren't able to do because of the size of Neon Nightmare and the fact that we had to close the show floor. It really cut a lot of vendors out of being able to take part because we just didn't have the room. So this year, Neon Nightmare is gone. The vendors are going to have, you know, some type of top on their booths to be able to still show the blacklight special projects. And this allowed us, like I said, we're up over 100 vendors now. I believe the show floor shows that there's about 120 spaces this year. And a lot of the vendors went to bigger spots.
Okay, so that's good. I'm assuming those vendors did well last year and they're back this year and said they needed more space.
Yeah, exactly. And the nice thing about it is, you know, pretty much every single vendor on the show floor is a vendor that's going to be of some type of interest to the haunted industry. You know, whether it's getting supplies for your store, whether it's getting masks, makeup, you know, costuming, decorations, you know, all the different types of things that a haunter is looking for, this show is going to have it on the show floor for you. Animatronics, a little bit of everything.
So is this going to be geared more towards the haunted house owner, or will there be things for actors as well? Is this, you know, just open for owners and people in the industry, or is the general public welcome as well?
So the way that we have this set up is, of course, our Friday is going to be geared heavily towards the owners. So the owners get an opportunity to shop, talk to vendors, make those connections, you know, and make those relationships. Saturday is going to be more of an industry-wide type show. You're going to see a lot of actors. You're going to see people who are involved in the industry that might not be an owner, but maybe a manager. There's plenty of stuff for them to look at and plenty of classes for them to go to. And then Sunday, we always open it up to the community around. We actually shift into more of a Halloween type atmosphere. We have a lot of enthusiasts, people who want to get into the industry, but maybe haven't started yet. Home haunters that are the smaller ones who, you know, they just kind of decorate maybe their living room or something like that. Those type of people come in and are added on Sunday. It's a one day pass for them. So when you ask me that question, I mean, I gotta be honest with you, Drew, it's a little bit of everything. This is an expo that's geared initially towards the haunt owners so they can get in there, they can get their buys and get the stuff that they're interested in. We asked all the vendors to take orders so that way they can fulfill those orders in time for haunt season, but also so that way the people who come in on Saturday or Sunday aren't looking at empty booths. We don't want to see any of our vendors selling out on Friday and making it worth it. It's just not worth it to walk around on Saturday or Sunday.
But there will be some cash and carry, I hope.
I believe some of the vendors have talked about that they have cash and carry. But I mean, you're not going to see some of the larger ones probably selling their stuff or at least letting people take it until Sunday.
Okay. That makes sense. So, but we
want a bunch of empty booths going there on Friday and Saturday.
Right. And before we get into Sunday, I'm assuming that Friday night, you know, all that big stuff going on with the concerts and the magic shows and the dinners and everything, you've got to have something planned for Saturday.
So Saturday, we are, of course, we have our awards and everyone's welcome to come upstairs at 6 o'clock when the show closes. And we have the vendor awards. You know, we have usually a handful to 12 people walk around and they give us their opinion on different categories for the best vendors. And then we give those awards out Saturday at 6 o'clock. And then everyone goes back to their room. And they get ready for the costume ball. This year, it is the circus costume ball. Oh, so Lord. You're going to see clowns, and crazy stuff, freak show type stuff. No one has to pay for the costume ball. It is completely free. So everyone who comes to the show, if you're an attendee with, you know, a general admission or VIP ticket, the costume ball is where you want to be at Saturday night. It is going to be awesome this year. Emily Bloom FX is the sponsor of the ball. She's done a great job at organization. And from what I hear, decorating is going to be pretty cool as well.
And will there be an open bar there? Will there be light hors d'oeuvres? What will be the situation there?
So typically we have two bars there. It will be open as far as like they will be serving drinks, but it's not going to be free bar.
Cash bar.
That would be crazy.
Oh, yes.
There's normally two bars there and plenty of opportunity to get a drink. And normally there's some snacks, you know, like I think last year it was popcorns and chip. And I mean, I don't have to handle a lot of those details, but I know they take care of you at those balls.
Oh, sure. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun for everybody. And then getting into Sunday, I assume the hours will be a little bit shortened so people can get on the road, or how is that working out?
Yes. So the hours of the show floor is from 10 to 2. And the same thing with the classes. The classes start Sunday morning, I believe, at 8, and they end at 2 o'clock. Now, the one thing that is very special about Sunday, and it's something we started at HauntCon, and I absolutely loved it. If you got a ticket, whether you're a vendor, an instructor, or a attendee, whether you have a general admission or a VIP, you have an entrance into our $3,000 show floor giveaway. And what that means is if you're a VIP, you have two entrances. And if you're a general admission, you have one entrance. And every hour starting at 10:30, every half an hour, starting at 10:30, we will do a drawing. You must be present to win. We will do a drawing for $500 that you can go and spend on anything on the show floor or multiple things. Wow. So if you go and buy $10 items, you're going to have a whole lot of items because you got $500 to go spend. But you have to be present Sunday in order to win. We're not going to redraw. We're going to draw one person. You have until 1:30 to collect your prize.
Wow.
We do call the people, so that gives them an opportunity if they're not there at the show floor, if they, you know, still in their hotel room or whatever. But we gave away $3,000 at HauntCon. The vendors love the idea. And I just think it was so great that we wanted to repeat it here for Fear Expo.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Again, the Big Scary Show will be there, whether it's myself, whether it's Meat Hook Jim. We're not sure yet, but we are very honored to be able to come out and cover this. As I said, you know, it came out last year. I had a very, very nice time out there. I got to see a lot of friends, got to see some cool products, got to see some vendors I had not seen before because they were smaller people. They weren't ready for, you know, the other big shows out there. This was a really good opportunity for them to show off what they had, and I'm assuming that a lot of them are going to be coming back and give you an opportunity to see some really cool props, you know, for people who could not either afford or could not schedule the time to go to the other show in St. Louis. You know, this is an alternative. It's a smaller show, obviously, but you're only in your third year. But it's a really, really neat insight into the haunted attraction industry that, you know, if you're a general admission person coming in on Sunday and you hear about all these other shows that go on during the year, this is a great opportunity to come and see something like this and maybe even get you into the business, it sounds like.
Yeah, I think when you're looking at the comparison of the shows out there, I mean, we are a trade show. We are meant for the industry to help grow and celebrate the industry. Everything that we do is all about our vendors, our speakers, and the attendees. And we're going to keep growing. But the nice thing about it is we're never going to grow to the point where we lose that niche, where we lose the ability to take care of the industry. I think once you've done that, then you're not really a trade show anymore. You're more of a convention. And we want to stay the size where, you know, you always have the opportunity to sit down and talk with these vendors, get to know them, find out what they have to offer, because sometimes they don't bring everything to the show. So if you have an opportunity to network with them, you can see whether they have stuff that, you know, would fit your haunted attraction that maybe they don't even have there. So
are there still spaces available if I have a product and I'm, you know, itching to try my hand at a show like this and see if the public likes it or if the industry likes it or if I have maybe an idea to teach a class or maybe I haven't taught a class in many, many years? Are there still positions available or are you completely sold out?
So as far as classes, we've been done with classes for about 3 months. Matter of fact, we have about 35 classes lined up that we can't even teach this year because we just didn't have room for more classes. When it comes to vendors, we sold out about a month and a half ago for the show floor, but don't be afraid to still contact us. There's opportunities for us to get creative. You know, if I get enough people talking to me, I'll move the VIP the VIP lounge upstairs if I need to. So I want to make sure the vendors are taken care of.
Sure. So, you know, contact Fear Expo through their website. And if nothing else, get put on the waiting list for next year. Speaking of next year, do you know whether you're going to be in Owensboro or are you going to, you know, I'll be honest with you, you were pretty packed in tightly last year and it sounds like you're going to be bigger this year. Are you going to outgrow Owensboro if this show is very successful and have to look at other places?
So I think that's a good problem to have if we end up getting to that point.
Sure.
But, I think our focus right now is 100% on making sure that everyone shows up to this show, has a great time. Then we can look at, you know, whether it's to the point where we need to look at something else. But for right now, we are completely satisfied with Owensboro. It is a great place to go. The town absolutely loves the fact that we're there. And everyone that I've talked to really enjoys coming to Owensboro. So, you know, I can't answer that question until after I see what the numbers look like. But as of right now, our plan is to stay at Owensboro as long as the city and, you know, all of our attendees will have it.
You know, a good problem to have outgrowing your space. So, you know, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, I've been to Owensboro several times over the years. It's right on the Ohio River. The park right adjacent to the convention center is beautiful. It's great for kids. If you have to bring your family with you, you know, there's a lot of cool stuff to do in town. You know, it just sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And for people who have not picked up either a VIP or a general admission pass, or if you want to learn more about the classes, you want to learn more about who's going to be there, You want to get all the information you can. What are the websites and the social medias for people to get that information about Fear Expo 2024?
So Fear Expo Live takes you directly to the site. You can also get to all of our different show sites by going to fearexpo.com. So either way will get you to it. If you go to fearexpo.com, you'll get to our Fear brands, which includes the Ultimate Haunt Tour, the West Coast show that we just recently purchased that we're going to be announcing the information about very soon. And then, of course, next year's Hong Kong. So you can go to fearexpo.com to maneuver through all of our different sites, or you can just go to Fear Expo Live and go directly to this year's Fear Expo show.
Doug Sheldon is the owner and organizer of Fear Expo, happening April 12th through the 14th in Owensboro, Kentucky, right on the Indiana border on the beautiful Ohio River. fearexpo.com or fearexpolive.com. Doug, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us here on Big Scary News.
Hey, I appreciate you having us on here again. Every time we get an opportunity to talk with you, it's always a treat.
It is. The treat is all mine, sir. But once again, my name is Drew Badger, and you are listening to the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.